y'all. Your hair's all messy. You should have brushed it.
I had to appear as like Ozzy Osbourne in this one because this movie is about like a devil child.
Well, don't ruin it. Well, it's like too late. Devil child. Yeah, I was going to say, before we started talking about the movie, I said this is actually one of those movies that I think is way better if you don't know anything about it, like going in. I hadn't watched the trailer or anything. I think all that I saw of it was, like, I read, like, the one or two sentence synopsis on there. But this is, like I said, this is way better if you don't know what's going on. But it's hard to talk about if you don't, you know.
I kind of figured it was something like that, though, to begin with. I mean, she's running from a group of people, and it's obvious that it's some kind of cult pretty soon on in it. It's pretty good. It's kind of like, I kind of see how this was inspired by the success of Hereditary, I think. There's some, and like Midsommar. I think it's supposed to be kind of like in that vein of things. Just saying. I mean, it's not, it doesn't have that same tone, but it's that same kind of subject matter.
Yeah. I mean, like I should probably put spoilers on the title because, like I said, this is one of the movies that you should just go into it not knowing anything about it because it's like a lot better. But then, like as soon as before I even got a chance to talk, you said what it was, and I was like, God damn it!
Well, you got to talk about the movie.
I know.
You got to talk about the movie.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else to talk about. If that's what it is. You know.
Yeah. But you didn't give me a chance to like warn people.
Okay, I'm gonna let you.
Well, it's too late now.
Okay, I'm gonna let you.
It's too late. So this is called Sun, S-O-N. It's came out 2021. I think it came out in February or March, and it did like some digital platforms. It actually even had a theatrical run, I think, briefly, and then I guess it was a Shudder original. So it just came on Shudder at the beginning of this month, I think, or the second week of this month. And you just said you were scrolling through there and it was like, hey, that sounds pretty good. I'm like, yeah, right. I've been seeing like the little poster for that. So let's watch it. And it's like, this was actually surprisingly very good.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Actually, it was directed by Ivan Cavanaugh. And I was like, oh, that's the same dude that made The Canal, which came out in 2014, which is also excellent. He's Irish, but this is, he wrote this as well. But this is, and The Canal is set in Ireland, but this one is actually set in the U.S., No Need for Me Too says, isn't it too early for a wig? It's never too early for a wig. I mean, you know, whenever you get that kind of wig mood, the wig wavelength.
Yeah, we went to the club last night. I woke up all right, feeling all right, and just decided it's wig time. It's wig time.
There's another shirt.
Got that perfect fucking hormonal balance going on right now. So the wig goes off.
Well, that's nice to know. Yeah. Or it's like with your little cartoon face with like a goofy little wig on it. It says, it's wig time.
Yeah.
That would be funny. You still haven't got
like
You guys
like are coming up with all these fucking shirts and shit for me. I can't remember them all.
I know. I can't either. And I don't have time to make them all either. Right. It's like sometimes I'm like, oh, that'd be a good idea. But yeah. So this was directed by the same guy that did The Canal, which if you haven't seen that, that's also really good. It might be on Netflix. I think that's where I watched it. But this is kind of... This is kind of the same thing in that, I mean, it's not like really, the story's not the same, but thematically it's kind of the same because you're not really sure if the protagonist is imagining everything or if shit's really happening. They do resolve it at the end, so it's not kind of like, oh, we left it ambiguous type of thing. They do actually resolve which one of those it is. But for a long time, you're not entirely sure because it could kind of go either way. So this has... I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name, but Andy Matichak, something like that. She was in the 2018 Halloween. I think she played Jamie Lee Curtis's granddaughter in that. You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, like, the name of the guy that's in it. Shit. What's his name? Fucking, Emil Hirsch. Yeah. And he's in a shit ton of movies, too. So he's also in this. But... This is the kind of movie, I think this is, because the way Tom reacted to it, I said, this is a movie that's, like, really good at your 5 or 10 minute rule.
Yeah.
Because this one, like, sucked you in, like, right away. Because, like, the opening sequence is just really, really tense, and you're just like, man, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, because there's this woman, and she's, like, pregnant, and she's running, and then, you know, she goes in a diner, and there's, like, these two guys come in, and they seem like they're after her, and she's like, oh, shit, and there's, like, she runs out, and then, like, she starts giving birth in the fucking car, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I don't want you, I don't want you, and I'm just like, oh, I'm intrigued, okay.
Yeah.
So then it kind of skips ahead 8 years. And so this woman is living in this house by herself with the kid, who's, you know, presumed is the kid that was born at the beginning. And they seem all lovey-dovey and everything like that. And it kind of goes along like that until, and like I said, if you want to watch this, go watch it. Like, don't watch us talking about it, because we're going to talk about it a little bit. I'm not going to spoil it.
It's kind of like Hereditary, It's Alive. Remember that old movie, It's Alive?
Yeah, and so like, I saw somebody else like compared to that.
Mixed
too.
With like The Omen, and The Exorcist. All those damn satanic movies. It's all of them.
Yeah, almost. I mean, it's a great scene. So it's like after you jump ahead, there's like this fucking great scene that was another one. I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if I want to say exactly what it is, but she goes into her son's room and she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I said out loud. So it's like, oh, it's going in this direction. All right, I'm on board.
It's a good example of what I've been talking about earlier, to where Hollywood needs to kind of go back to punk rock origins in a certain way, where you don't need all this money to make a goddamn gigantic blockbuster and all this CGI. It's practical effects. The thing's low budget, but it's just shot real well. It's got good acting in it. It's got a pretty good story. And it, like I said, it passed that 5-10 minutes rule, where if it doesn't pull me in immediately, it probably never will. This one pull you in immediately. You're like, okay,
yeah, it really did, because I was just kind of like, because there was a couple scenes, like that birth scene, I was just like, okay, you got me, and then like a little bit later, like when she goes in the kid's room and sees what she sees, and then I was like, holy shit.
There's a couple little slow spots, but it's not bad. It's in places kind of where they should be. A movie should have kind of a certain pacing and tempo to it. I liked it. I think it was done well. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, so like I said, essentially it's a cult movie, maybe, that, like I said, they kind of leave it ambiguous for a long time, where she tells like the cops that are investigating the case, because her kid starts to get sick. His name's David, and he starts getting sick like with this really weird disease, and like they do like every test imaginable and they can't figure out what it is, and it's like it seems like he's dying, and then suddenly he gets better and they're not really sure why. And then she kind of confesses to the cop, she's like, look, I escaped from a cult like 8 years ago, and you're presuming that at the very beginning when she was pregnant and running, that that's who she was running from. She's like, and I think that they're coming to get me and coming to get the kid. And So it kind of goes on from there. So then she kind of has to, then they kind of go on the run, you know what I mean, for a particular reason that has to do with the son's illness, which comes and goes, which like I said, I don't want to spoil too much about it, but I don't know. I really, really liked this. And honestly, I watched a couple other horror review channels like that I usually watch that had done a review of this, because it's, like I said, it's pretty recent. And a couple of them, I think Sinister Cinema and Happy Wax, like, fucking loved it. A couple of other ones were kind of meh about it. It was like, oh, it was just so-so. But, I mean, if you liked The Canal, which is, it's the same director, like, you'll probably really dig this one as well. Even though it's a completely different story, but thematically, it's kind of like, you're not sure if it's an unreliable narrator. You're not sure how much of the shit is really going on. But they do, like I said, they do resolve it at the end. So, yeah, it's almost kind of like, after that, It's almost kind of like in three or four parts, I feel like, because, you know, you have the beginning, like the prologue thing where she's pregnant and everything, and then they jump ahead. And then there's, you know, that thing that happens in the room, and then there's the illness. And then, so that's kind of another part. And then there's a third part where it's kind of like on the run type of thing. You know what I mean? So there's various episodes where her and the son are like going various places, like to investigate things and trying to evade the cult or evade the cops or whatever. So there's that kind of thing too. And then it has kind of a big twist ending. Now, some reviews I said they saw it coming a mile away. I did not. I don't know if that means I'm a dummy or what, but I did not see it coming. I mean, I saw like the end coming, that they were gonna like resolve it that way, but I didn't like the twist part, that the one character, I can't spoil it, but the one character that was more involved in shit than you thought, I didn't see that coming, because maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. I don't know. But some people said they saw it coming, but I didn't. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what you're referring to. Don't say it then.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to think of a way to say it where it doesn't spoil the movie.
Don't worry about it. I watched the movie. I just can't remember. I just don't really know exactly what you're talking
about. One character who was not who he seemed to be. That's all. That's
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's all I meant.
Right.
But yeah, so I would actually really recommend this one. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, if you liked Hereditary, you'd like it. If you liked Midsommar, you'd probably like it. Kind of that satanic kind of cult thing going on and bringing in like an antichrist or fucking summoning demons and shit like that and doing and she summons a demon at one point. It's pretty cool.
It's just
not overdone. It's not real effects heavy or anything.
Yeah, it's got like some gory shit in it.
Yeah. But it's not like I'm talking about like fucking, you know, CGI demons and fucking tentacles throwing everything around. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, they keep it pretty low key.
Yeah, it's pretty low key.
But like I said, there are some kind of gory sequences in the sense of people being dismembered and whatnot. So, so it's a little bit graphic in that way. But it doesn't have a lot of, like you said, it doesn't have a lot of CGI. It keeps that pretty much on.
That would have ruined it.
Well, yeah, that ruins a lot of those kinds of movies where it's just kind of like, hey, let's have this CGI demon monster thing like come out there and stupid looking.
They did spooky shit just with like camera angles and sound effects and sound.
Yeah. And which I always prefer that. Yeah, that's just like
so kind of real
better.
Indirect, like things over people's shoulders and stuff in the background, and you can't really see it, but you know it's there. That type of shit.
Yeah, see, I like that kind of stuff. And like I said, that one great shot that like kicked off the whole holy shit, like when she goes in the son's room, like near the beginning. That was just that wasn't CGI or nothing, but it just like I was just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
because it just I was like,
well done.
Yeah, that was a really really effective. Yeah. Scene, but yeah, I thought this was pretty damn great.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, so it's on Shudder. Might be on some other platforms as well. I'm not really sure, but that's Shudder just added it not too long ago. So Camp Guy says put bugles on the ends of their fingers for claws.
What's he talking about? Bugles. Oh, he's talking about the little chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He also says I can care less about spoilers. All knowledge is better than no knowledge, in my opinion. Just saying. I know, but it's like.
Can't spoil the movies, too.
Yeah, I usually, like, if it was old, I wouldn't care. But this movie, like, literally just came out a few months ago. And so I know that probably a lot of people want to see it. And I personally, and I know not everybody's like this, because I know there are some weirdos out there that before they watch a movie, they'll go read, like, the Wikipedia plot synopsis. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? I don't really know. But whatever, it's you do you. But I prefer to go into movies and books really knowing as little as possible.
Yeah, that was it. Remember that little psycho Chinese chick that we'd see at AMC, and she would go. She had stubs, and she would go to movies almost every fucking day.
Oh, that little lady with the blanket.
Yeah, the weird. Yeah, and she's a weird little.
She was cute as hell, though.
She was weird, though. You know,
she was a little bit weird.
She
was
calling me a white male and shit like that. Weird shit. Oh, what? And then she's like, she's trying to get all fucking I don't know CRT with me or something. But then she before she would go to the movies, she would check Chinese magazines to read the entire plot synopsis before she went to see the movie.
I've heard some people do that.
Yeah.
Because
so she already knew the movie when she went to go see it. So there were no surprises. It's like, how could you do that? She was like, doesn't it ruin the movie? He goes, no. I says, it doesn't ruin the movie for you? No, it makes it better so that I understand it.
Well, see, that's what I've heard, because some people said that they like to do that because then they kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah.
And then also, like I said, they could enjoy the movie without worrying about what was going on, like if they were kind of out of it or whatever. So it's like, oh, I kind of know. Like, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But in another way.
She was like, maybe like 4'10", maybe. And she would curl up in a damn seat with a blanket.
Yeah, she brought
pajamas.
She pretty much had her little jammy pants
Pajamas on.
She was cute. We talked to her all the time. Because we saw her all the time.
She got in pajamas in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Curled up, and if I could be the only person.
Well, she was like retired, I guess, and she didn't really have anything else to do.
She looked a lot younger than she was.
Yeah.
She might have been about 50, but she looked like she was about 20.
Yeah, she was like super, super small.
Yeah, a little tiny thing. And she'd.
And she went and saw pretty much everything. She saw all. And some of them she'd see more than once, I think.
Yeah, she'd be the only person in the damn theater curled up in a little fucking, like a little kitty cat. What are you doing, you? Hey. Little Chinese chick.
That was like so funny.
Yeah,
I had forgotten all about her.
Remember her? Yeah.
I wonder if she still goes.
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw her like all the fucking time. She was always in there. But yes, what was I gonna say? Da-na-na-na-na. Oh yeah, so Yeah, I don't really get that. Because I feel like if I see a movie one time and I feel like I didn't catch everything, then I'll just watch it again. You know what I mean? It's not like I have to go... Then I'll go read the Wikipedia plot synopsis and go, oh, okay, now I didn't get that connection or whatever. But it's like reading it beforehand just seems like very, very strange to me. Because remember, I think we were talking about this the other day, that there is a subset of people that are fascinated by horror movies but are too scaredy cat to watch them. So they'll just go read Wikipedia plot synopses of them. And they'll go down like this big rabbit hole of just like reading all these Wikipedia plot synopses, but they can't watch the actual movies because they think they're too scary. Yeah. Which I think is fucking hilarious. I don't know. That's just hilarious to me. I like how Camp Guy put first down there, even though he's like...
All right, everybody, press the like button, if you will, please. Go ahead and hit that like button and that subscribe.
Yeah, Robbie said, Little Girl Who Lives Down the Lane is also on Shudder. Yeah, I saw they just added that.
Did we see that?
Yeah, we watched it on Hulu, I think. Yeah. But it's not on Hulu anymore, but now it's on Shudder. Shudder also, the one with Jodie Foster, when she was good, that, like, killed her
mom or whatever. Yeah, that was a good one,
Yeah, I like that movie a lot. Yeah. And they just added Burnt Offerings.
Yeah,
which is one of my favorite fucking movies.
I have to see that again.
I might wrap up in a blanket like the little Chinese lady and watch that tonight.
If you guys have never seen Burnt Offerings, that's a fucking good one from the 70s with who I call sexy ass Karen Black is in it. Sexy ass Karen Black. That's her title.
Yeah.
It's because she's got that kind of slightly lazy eye.
Yeah.
So it's what it does. It just sets it off. There's a slight imperfection in there. It just sets the whole thing off.
But yeah, they just added that. They just added Near Dark, which we really need to do a thing on because, I don't know, have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. It's a vampire movie. Oh, it's good.
I think maybe I have seen it.
It's really good. It's from like 87, I want to say. 87, 88, somewhere around there. I haven't seen it in a long time, but yeah, it's really, really good. And they've added a shit ton of good stuff lately. Manhunter, they just added Manhunter.
Yeah.
Which I need to watch that again too, because I haven't seen that for many, many years.
Yeah, they're talking about how they like
Karen Black. Can't go, I used to like Karen Black. What, you don't like her anymore?
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, now because she died? Or
I don't know, yeah, maybe.
You can't like her anymore?
There's just always something about her. I don't know if she had a lazy eye or if it just could kind of see it. It always seemed to me like one eye didn't quite always line up with the other. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just my imagination?
No.
It was cute. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of like sometimes one of the little imperfections can like make everything else look, just, I don't know, it's like that rug. It ties the whole room together.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if I was imagining that.
It's like a gap in your teeth.
Yeah,
or like
right.
A
gap to your throat, yeah. I just wasn't sure if I was imagining it. So I wasn't imagining it.
Imagining it.
Okay. I thought she slightly had a lazy eye.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, or it always looks about like slightly crooked.
It looks like it's not slightly aligned.
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's kind of cute, though. Like you said, like a gap tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, there was always something kind of like sexy about her.
Yeah.
Just about. If I haven't brought it up before, there was a great fucking TV movie with her in it called, what was it called? The Strange Possession of Mrs. Oliver.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, she plays two twin sisters that aren't twins.
But like I said, it's this movie, and like I said, maybe I'm a dummy, but I had no idea. Like, I wrote this big long blog post about it, like, the first time that I saw it, because this went in directions I did not expect.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't guess, like, what was going on. It's more like a suspense thriller, I guess. It's not really a horror movie. It's kind of creepy, but, you know, there's, like, a lot of creepy kind of, she has, like, a lot of creepy nightmares and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, I would call it more like a suspense thriller, but it's really good, like a mystery. And like I said, I totally did not figure out where, like, the directions I thought it was going, that's not what was going on.
Yeah. And she was looking fucking sexy in that too, man.
Now I kind of want to watch it again. I've seen it 2 or 3 times.
What's funny is that she could play an older character and get away with it, but I think she was a lot younger than she appeared to be. I think she might have only been maybe 21 or 22, but she seemed like she was in her 30s in that movie.
Yeah, and it's weird. I think in that one, if I remember correctly, in Strange Possession of Mrs. Oliver, I think she was supposed to be 28, because I think they said that's what her age was. Okay. But she did actually look older, but not in a bad way.
Right. She just looked kind of like a school teacher type thing, or an attorney or something. But she looked older. But like in a good way.
Yeah.
Like you said. It was weird. That's a weird movie.
Yeah, she played a couple parts in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was around for so long, I think she was a lot younger than she appeared to be.
Probably.
She could play an older role and get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, talking about Karen Black, that makes me want to watch Burnt Offerings again, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I can watch that later tonight.
Yeah.
I'll just, like I said, I'll get some snacks and later watch it. Louis said, was she in The Devil's Rejects? She was what was her name? One of the Firefly family.
Right. And she was probably in her 50s or 60s then, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She still looked good.
Mm-hmm.
She held up for a long, long time.
Louis also asked, have you seen the original Don't Be Afraid of the Dark? I think I did, but I don't remember that much about it. Yes, she was in Killer Fish, which was on Mystery Science Theater, the new one. You know, the new MST, where they had to censor a character's balls. Yeah.
She was in Trilogy of Terror. She fought the little Zuni doll.
We did a review of that. And that, it's funny because that's the only segment of that anybody remembers, but the other two are good too. Even though you kind of know how they're going to resolve because you've seen a lot of stories like that since then.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's in all of them, which I thought was kind of a cool idea. They don't really do a lot of anthologies like that anymore, with just like one actress like playing like a whole bunch of different parts. I don't know. That's a good idea. Maybe they should do that. Yeah, Killer Fish. I'd forgotten about that one. That was a fucking... who else was in that? I've seen that MST episode a couple of times. But that was... I think that was on The Gauntlet or whatever. I can't really remember. All right, yeah, she died in 2013, somebody said.
Yeah, cancer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this hasn't been all that long, but I'm kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
And I got a poster I got to make.
All right.
So I guess we'll... call it a day.
All right.
And then tomorrow night's going to be the Sidetrack show.
Oh, shit, man. Another night of drinking.
That's what I was going to say. Our livers are going...
Yeah. We hit it hard this week.
We did, actually. Well, yeah, because we went to the Starry Night show on Saturday. Although we just drank beer at that. So it wasn't like hard liquor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we drank a lot last night. But it was fun, though. It was a fun night. It usually is. We didn't stay that late, though. And, man, we were getting, real hungry because we hadn't eaten much during the day. So we drive home, and the fucking McDonald's by our house is closed.
Yeah, it's always open. I don't know why.
That's always open.
Yeah.
Maybe every now and then they have to close it to, fucking clean the shit or do training or what. I don't know what the fuck. But it didn't look like anybody was in there.
Nope.
And I was just kind of like, I've never seen that closed ever, since it's been there. We were very upset. So we had to come home and make a hamburger.
Yeah.
Cramther's Hammer said, Trilogy of Terror made me pee in my Superman underpants. Maybe too much information. I don't know. That was a really good one. Yeah, so like I said, sorry it's kind of short, but go watch the movie Sun. It's on Shudder. It's really good. It's new. Or Burnt Offerings is on there. If you're more in the mood for old shit. Like I said, I might watch that tonight, even though I've seen it 100 times, but I just reread the book recently as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see you guys tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Sidetrack Show. So thanks for dropping by and hanging with us, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.